Hallelujah. You love him? Ah, come on. I said you love him. Hallelujah. How many of you are not ashamed? How are you not ashamed of the good news? Amen. Of the good news of the gospel. Amen. The good news. Hallelujah. Amen. The good news. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm free. Chains are broken. Chains are broken. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. We have victory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, pray that each one of us, to God, Lord, our hearts be open, God, to hear the Word. God, Lord, let it enter into our hearts. And God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that it brings you glory and honor, hallelujah, in our lives, God. Pray to God, Lord, that we understand the authority that you've given to us. And God, Lord, we're anointed. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, just be upon each person here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, praise amen.
Amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. One more time, give God praise. Tell your neighbor, I'm anointed for this.
I'm anointed for this.
Tell your other neighbor, you're anointed for this. Tell someone that'll listen, you're anointed for this. Come on, amen? I'm anointed for this. There's no situation that my God ain't greater at. There's no situation that I don't have the anointing to get through it. Amen? The Bible says this in Micah 4, I believe. Yes. I'm going to read this to you. This is in note 2. Micah 2:13. It says, in the breaker, say the breaker. The breaker anointing is come up. Hallelujah. Come on, say it's come up. Before them, they have broken up and passed through the gate. Listen, I'm just going to say this real quick. I do not tell the praise team what to sing. No, I do not. This was my message for tonight. Amen. There's a breaker anointing. I want you to know that we got to really hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Listen, I'm going to take this, man. This is for me. Come on, someone say, this is for me. Tell them, I don't know what you've come to do, but I've come to take it for me. Amen. Hallelujah. This is mine tonight. Hallelujah. This is my victory. Come on, this is my breakthrough. And it says, the breaker anointing. Hallelujah. There is a breaker anointing. Hallelujah. There's an anointing that you have to break yokes. Hallelujah. To break chains. Hallelujah. To break you through. Tell someone to break me through. Listen, I want you to know that you might be going through something, but I want you to know there's a breaker anointing within you. Hallelujah. There's a breaker anointing, and I am anointed for this. Hallelujah. I am anointed for this. Whatever that is, you're anointed for it. Whatever that thing might be, whatever you're facing in your life right now, I'm anointed with a breaker anointing to break through. Come on, amen. There's a breaker anointing. I want you to hear this tonight. What the Spirit of God is speaking to our hearts tonight. I think this is important for us. Oh, I just want to say too, Brother JD and us, we had a tremendous Faith Country Chapel. We've joined together with them, and we're bringing others coming in. Amen. Other men and other churches to come together. We had what? Were there 20? 20 of them? There was 20 men that came. Amen. How many were there last week? Last month, there was 5, and there was 20. I'm telling you what, I'm not calling for double. I'm calling for triple. Amen? Amen? Calling for triple for the glory of God. Hallelujah. That we come together because why? I'm anointed for this. Come on, amen? We are anointed for this, to break things, heavy yokes, whatever they are. Amen? Off our families, off of our finances, whatever those things are. And we're just seeking God. Amen? So it was powerful. It was an awesome time this morning. We didn't get out of here till 10 o'clock, so it was like 10, after 10, it was almost time for Kelly's class, and they come in and took over. Amen, amen, something going on, amen? And it says, and they have broken up and passed through the gate, and they are gone out, and their king, say their king, shall pass before them. I want you to know that God wants you to rise up in His anointing that He can pass before you. There's something that sometimes that we have to let the anointing rise up that God can break out through these things in our lives. We have to give God that opportunity. Amen? We have to give God the opportunity in our lives. Amen? To declare and to decree and to break whatever is around us. Amen? Giving that opportunity in our lives. Amen? Just even by tonight, even by your faith, believing and hearing in the Spirit, the sound of whatever those are, chains that you might have visioned in your mind. Because I want you to know that there are chains that we can visually see that have held us back in our lives and purposes with our families, with our friends, with whatever those things are. And God wants to break those things. Come on, amen? Come on, we are meant to rule. We are meant to reign. Come on, it's in our DNA. I am a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. I am a son of a king. Hallelujah. Amen. I have DNA of royalty. I don't know about you, but I like the sound of that. Come on. Amen. I have royalty that runs within me. And I'm anointed for this. Amen. We have to stand and believe that and understand. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures just so that you could just stay with me. 2 Peter. If you got your Bibles. Oh, somebody help that kid there. 2 Peter 10. No, I'm sorry. 1 Peter. 2 Peter 1. There we go. You are there? All right. Get me confused. 2 Peter. Say 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For ye do these things, you shall never fail. Hallelujah. Say never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of the Lord our Christ Jesus Savior. Our Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, say wherefore. I will not neglect. Let's say this together. I will not neglect to put you always in remembrance of these things. Say these things. Though you know them and be established in this present truth. Say present truth. It's what God's saying right now. Amen? It's present truth. Sometimes we have a truth that we take hold of. And come on, I've said this before, that remember Abraham, where he had a present truth at one moment. But we are called to hear and have an ear to hear what God's saying. Amen? To walk in the anointing that we have for that moment, that specific understanding of where we're being led, where God's taking us. Abraham had the anointing that was upon him, and God told him, take your son Isaac and sacrifice him. Do you all remember the story? Remember? Say that was the message. I mean, he had this message and he went off and he began to move and he began to walk in the message that God gave him. But I want you to know we are called to walk in a present truth. Come on, because we serve a living God. Amen? Say, God's not dead. His Word is alive. Come on, amen? I need to take hold of the bread today. Amen? That I give you daily bread. Fresh manna today. Amen? Because we've got to stay fresh in the Word and take hold of what God... Because of this, as they went up the mountain, as they went to sacrifice, God began to give him a present truth. Say, present truth. And this is what the present truth is. Do not sacrifice your son. God will provide. And all of a sudden, guess what? The ram came out of the thicket and God provided. That was the truth at that moment. He had an ear to hear what God was about ready to say to him. He was moving in the truth. And at that moment, God gave him a word, a present truth. See, I want you to know that we need to take hold of the present truth that God has for me today to break out of. I have an anointing, the truth within me. Amen? To break out of whatever I'm facing, wherever I'm going in my life right now. So I just want you to hear this. And he says, stir you up. He says, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting in remembrance, knowing shortly that I must go off. He says, I'm putting you in remembrance. I'm reminding you of this. I'm reminding of you who you are, of this present truth, of the present reality. Because I want you to know there's things that come along that try to sideswipe us. I talk about this all the time. To knock you off course, like my wife said. Well, have you ever had some things come along this week, maybe last week, that try to derail you? That's why we need the present truth. Hallelujah. The present truth in my life right now. Hallelujah. The manna that God has given to me right now in my life to take hold of. Amen? I want you to see this. So I'm here. He says that I'm here to remind you of this. I want to remind each one of you that you're anointed for this. Come on, I just want you to get that. I'm anointed for whatever it is. I'm anointed for this. I just felt that all week long, man, that no matter what came my way, I began to feel God stir me. You're anointed for this. Man, there were some things come my way. Trying to knock me down, but God says, you're anointed for this. I am all that you need right here, right now. My grace is sufficient for you. All that I am is enough for you. Stay in this truth right now. Amen? So let's check this out. I just want to share something that I've been ministering out of, and it's okay. Amen? This is present truth right now, but God's been speaking to our hearts. And what He's been sharing with us is that we're called to rule because we're anointed for this. We all know that Adam and Eve were created in His image and His likeness. And God gave them a command. He gave them a word, present truth, to walk in. And this is what I command unto you. Amen? And this is what God shared with them. He says, God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish, the sea, over the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth on the earth. All right. He specifically said that. Say all things. He's called me to rule. He's ordained me. He has set me. Each one of us. This is the heart of the Father. To have dominion. Amen? Too long, some things have tried to have dominion over our houses. To have authority in our businesses. In churches. Come on, amen? Causing division. Trying to break things up. Amen? But I want you to hear this. He says, but then he says it again. He says, he come over here and he says, and the Lord God planted them in the garden, and there he put a man whom he had formed. And he says, let's jump over to Genesis 2:15. And it says, the Lord God took them and put them in the garden and to dress it. And I want you to get this. What did he tell them to do? To keep it. Say, keep it. Now, he's already given them a word, present truth, to have dominion, to rule over, amen, that we are to rule over, not to have things rule over us. Come on. We're not weak. Come on, amen. We are in His image and likeness. He's the Almighty God, amen. This is who we are. Tell someone this is who we are. I just want you to get excited about this because this is good. So he began to declare, said, but all of a sudden, I want you to recognize something. The enemy will always try to derail God's plan. But he has no authority. He has no power. Because why? I have rule over anything that moves. And then here's what it says. Listen to this. He says, let's jump over here. I just want you to stay with me here. And it says, and now the serpent was more subtle, creepy. Say creepy. He began to move in. He began to creep in. I want you to know there's a lot of things that sometimes that we got to be on guard. We got to be in the present truth of what God says. Because there's some things that if we don't have our guard up, we'll try to creep in to our place. To our dominion. To what God has given us to rule over. Come on, amen. So I want you to see. So here comes the devil. He steps in the midst and he begins to speak to Eve. And I want you to know that sometimes the enemy will try to begin to declare things. Every one of you, there's things that come to your mind that try to enter into your garden. Come on, amen. Say your garden. But I want you to know we are called to rule over our thoughts. Amen. We are called to rule over our thinking. And the moment that the enemy came in, she began a conversation with the devil. Instead of taking rule over, she began to take hold of the conversation. and begin to give ear to what the enemy was declaring. And then she began to do the one thing, I want you to recognize this, is she began to reason in her mind what the enemy placed in her heart, in her mind. She began to let it take root within her thinking. I want you to know that began right then and there, but I want you to hear this and know that we are called to rule and to reign. We're not to give the enemy any place in our thinking. Come on, no authority. Tell someone no authority. Come on, no authority. Amen? No place in our lives. But I'm anointed for this. Amen? I'm anointed for this. So I want you to see here. Let's go ahead and look at 1 Samuel. I want you to check this out. 1 Samuel 17. This is really what's been on our heart. You guys warm? Can I just throw a side note out real quick? Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. I said, man, I really want to wear that shirt. And I put it on. I'm like, hey, I'm green. But I want you to know the true story about St. Patrick. He's really not even a saint. He was never canonized. But he's actually from Scotland. And when he was 16 years old, Irish pirates came and took some of his family members, took some of his neighbors, took them captive and took them back to Ireland to be slaves. And he went with them. He had a heritage of men and women of God in his lives that put something in his heart. But after this tragedy, after he went away, he got to a place where he escaped and he was able to run from this captivity in his life. And he got a ship and he went back to Scotland. But I want you to hear something. When he went back to Scotland, he got back there and God began to move in this young man's heart. Began to speak. Sometimes a present truth comes to you and you don't always want to hear it. And what God spoke to his heart was, go back to Ireland. And he put a heart and a compassion for the Irish. And he says, and go begin to plant churches. I'll go to England. But no, go back to England. Remember, I was a slave there. And God took him back to Ireland and he planted the first church. Because at that time in Ireland, it was in 300, I think it was in 385, whatever it was. But he planted the first church. And he began to speak to the people and they really didn't receive him. The king was a pagan king. They believed in pagan rituals and idols. And he began to wear down that king with the anointing that was within him. And eventually, he converted and was baptized. And after that moment, it began to break that whole country. And people began to get saved. And they began to plant church after church after church. Come on, amen? Listen, that man was anointed for such a time as this. Just like he was, I am too. Amen? Just like he was. So let's talk about a guy. His name is David. And you all know this about David. David was a shepherd boy. But he was called to be a king. Amen? And let's just take a look at this. I just want you to all come with me here. You all right? I just want us to hear this and take hold of this because I believe this is going to just give you strength, amen, from what you're going through. And he says, let me see where to go from. He says, and it came to pass that they come and he looked on Eli. He began to look at these ones that he was called to anoint one of Jesse's sons as a king, amen. He was called to anoint him to be king, amen. And so he began to look through the brothers and each one of the ones that were there. The ones that were facing him, the ones that were right in front of him. And he began to look with his natural eyes. And he's called to anoint one of Jesse's sons, and he knew that. But I want you to know that, listen, I want you to hear something, that you got to stand in the present truth. You got to be able to willing to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. We got to be willing to hear. I want you to know, because in the hearing is what breaks us through things. It's letting the breaker anointing go. It's hearing the Spirit of God, that we walk in the Spirit, that it caused us to begin to overcome things and begin to rule and to walk in God's authority. So Samuel began to go through one of these. Nope, it's not him. He hears the Spirit of God whisper in his ear. He says, I know it's this one. He really is a good looking guy. He's strong. He fit the part. And everyone he went through, God said no. But then he finally came and he says, are these all your sons? And he says, no, there's one more. And he brought David. And David came and he stood before Samuel. He came up. I want you to hear this. And he says in verse... let me see, where am I at? My page flips when I... get moving. He says, are all these your children? He says, no, there's one that keeps the sheep. Say, keep the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. We will not sit down till he comes. And he says, and he sent and he brought in. Now he was ruddy and with a beautiful countenance and godly to look to. But he was really short. He was a young one. He didn't fit the part of a king. Amen. I want you to know that sometimes we might not feel like we fit the part, but we're anointed for this. See, I want you to know that everybody that's around, everybody that was around there, really were looking, and he knew the voices. He knew the voices that were talking behind him. Is this really him? Is this, are they really going to anoint him? This guy really missed the mark here, that he's anointing David. David to the other ones might have seemed like the weakest one, but it was the right one. Amen? And he says, and he sent and he brought him, and he says, and the Lord said unto him, rise and anoint him, for this is he. Are you kidding me? Say, present truth. Present truth. Amen. He says, and Samuel took the horn and the oil and anointed him. Say, anointed. In the midst of his brothers. I want you to know that, listen, I want you to know that God will anoint you in front of your enemies. Amen? He will anoint you in front of your enemies. Hallelujah. He wants to anoint you in front of those that are around you. Come on. That's what God declares. In this moment, he began to anoint him. And I want you to know that he took the ram's horn. That is a male sheep. I lost the word for a second. And he filled it with oil. Say, breaker anointing. See, I want you to know that David was going to have a journey and he needed anointing to get through it. I want you to recognize that there's the anointing that comes upon us in the Spirit, that at this moment it's because of Christ, because he took the lamb that was sacrificed. That horn of that lamb represents Christ. And that was filled up with oil. That speaks of the Holy Spirit that was poured upon him. It wasn't dabbed upon him, but it was poured upon him. I want you to know that we need to be poured upon, that we need to know that we have to take hold of the anointing that God has for us, because it's a breaker anointing that will break you out of things that you can't do on your own. It gives you credentials. Tell someone, it gives me credentials. Listen, I want you to know that's what the anointing and the Spirit of God does in our lives. Sometimes I do work at the state prison, and I can't just go to the gate and get in without my credentials. But when I got my credentials, I can go through any gate. When I have my anointing and identifies my credentials, who I am, and my name, I can go through any door and any place that is shut. I want you to know that God was anointing to David as a breaker anointing that came upon him. I want you to think about this, that this is what oil does to you. This is what the Spirit of God does to you. That sometimes we get in, there was a young boy that fell and he slid into a crack in a cave. And they were trying to do everything they can to get this young boy out of this tight space. Say, tight space. Finally, one of the fireman went to his truck and he grabbed some oil. And he began to dump the oil all around the kid. And they got another one. And they began to dump all this oil around this kid until he became loosed to be able to be pulled out of that tight space. I want you to know that's what anointing does to you. Amen? This is what anointing does to our lives. Amen? That we're anointed for this. And David took hold of the anointing that was placed upon his life. And he began to walk in the anointing, the credentials that God has given him. The authority that God placed upon him. The reality and the truth of it. Listen, I wrote this down, what credentials mean. The abilities and the experience that make someone suitable for a particular job. Or an activity or proof of someone's ability and experience. I want you to know it's not by my merits, but it's by His anointing. It is Christ that I'm anointed. It's His ability. It's what He has done that gives me the authority to break through. I want you to know that's what gives me confidence. It's nothing that I've done or nothing that I could do. It's always what He's done, hallelujah, that gives me my credentials, that gives me the ability and the experience, hallelujah, the experience. I want you to know that there's nothing that I face, amen, that the Spirit of God cannot give me the wisdom to make breakthrough it, or the idea. I want you to know that we need to declare that. We need to take hold of that God gives us in the Spirit ideas about things. Come on, that He quickens our hearts about things. Begins to give us wisdom and discernment about things in our lives. Come on, amen? That we walk in the present truth, for we need the anointing to get through things in our lives. We have to ask God, stop and take hold of it and say, God, Lord, how do You want me to get through this thing, God? I can't go without You. Moses told God, he says, if Your presence isn't with me, I'm not going. I need Your anointing, hallelujah. I need Your credentials to break through. I need Your abilities. Amen? I need Your experience. The all-knowing God. Am I making sense tonight? All right, thanks. Let me get a drink real quick. Oh, come on, we always say this. Nobody likes a dry preacher. Amen? Amen. Listen. So we're going to jump over here and see this. I want you to take hold of this. Where are we at? Okay. So David began to contemplate while he's keeping the father's sheep of what came upon his life. And I believe in the midst of this thing, he began to operate in the anointing that was upon his life. Because we're going to see here that there were some things that came his way, that sometimes there's some experiences that we come in our lives that we begin to gain strength, we begin to gain understanding as we operate in the anointing that God has given us for present truth. That sometimes God begins to speak things into our heart, and what do I do with it? Sometimes we wonder why. Come on, we want something more, but we need to begin to operate in what God spoke to me yesterday. Sometimes we get off the exit and we weren't supposed to. I want you to know that you're going to get back on the same exit. You won't bypass it. Daggone, I'm sorry. Come on, it's like Moses. When he began to move out and he went and he left Egypt and he met with God, and God told him, I got a mission for you. Go back to Egypt. I ran from there, God. I got off that exit. That's the exit you're getting back on. Because I want you to know me and my anointing and my ability and my experience. I want you to operate with that in your life. Amen? So here's David. I want you to catch this. And it says, and David, and Saul said unto David, This is where David stood there and David began to see this giant. He's wondering why everybody else is standing back, letting this giant speak negative against his people, against the anointed of God. Because he knew they were anointed. He knew that they were children of God. But the enemy was standing there declaring negative things, speaking things. And they were carrying a conversation on with him. Does this remind you of somebody? Come on. The mess that we got into. So David was stirred within him and began to step out because there's a breaker anointing in him. Things that other people settle and say it's okay, he was living in a present truth and he said, that's not okay with me. I want you to know that God stirs our heart to say that might be okay for that, but not okay for me. And as he went up there, he says that he stood there and it says, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine. Say, you're not able. I want you to hear this. He began to speak to David. He says, you aren't able. You can't do this. David hears him, but David doesn't carry a conversation on with him. Because this is what David says to him. And he says, thou art not able to go against Philistines and fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. Let me tell you a story, and let me tell you about the credentials that I have. And he says, and there came a lion and a bear, and he took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Say, I'm anointed for this. And the servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. I hear the chains breaking. So I want you to know that he says he will be as one of them. Why? Because I know something that you don't. I'm anointed for this. I have some experience in walking in the anointing and let God's abilities step in to my circumstance. See, that's what God wants is His anointing to step in the midst of your circumstance. Come on, like Peter. Come on, when he was standing on the ship, when he was stepping out in the water and everything was negative around him. Amen? That the anointing was in front of him. And he began to look around him and see all this other stuff about him. He began to carry a conversation in his mind and negativity about what was going on instead of looking at the anointing that was in front of him. Amen? Say the breaker anointing. Amen. So he says, and it says, and the servant slew both the lion and the bear, uncircumcised Philistine, and shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver. Say, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistines. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. And like we talked about last week, it says, and Saul armed David with his armor. He began to put something on him that wasn't proven. Amen? He began to put something upon him. Listen, I want you to hear this. You all right? I want you to catch this because this is really, I believe this is important for us to hear. You all right? I want you to know that sometimes I really feel that the enemy really doesn't want you to hear what the Spirit is saying. I want you to know because there's victory, power that God wants to release to us to walk in that we can stand and say, I'm anointed for this. So here's the thing. Here's Saul, and he says, listen, put this armor on. It might seem like it's good. It seems like it's the right thing to do, but listen to this. In 1 John 4:1, it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. So I want you to know the enemy will try to creep in. So I want you to know that he's already taken a hold. He had the credentials with the anointing that he had. It wasn't with the armor. See, the enemy wants you to be confident in something else besides him. He wants you to invest your time in something else besides Him. He wants you to love something more than Him that's beside Him. Something else. The enemy wants us to do. Listen. And he says, try the spirits, whether they are God, because false prophets have gone out in the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. I want you to get this. That word Antichrist means instead of Christ. Instead of the anointing. See, the enemy wants you to choose something else besides the anointing that's within you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this. So the enemy wants you to choose something else instead of Christ. I want you to know that he gets in the simple ways. He gets in little ways. He chooses you to choose doubt and fear. He tries to get you to step into to not having your peace or depression or whatever that thing is in our lives instead of choosing the anointing that's within us. So I want you to know that Saul stepped up and David knew the Spirit. He says, no, no, no. He knew that it was not. It was Antichrist. It was instead of Christ. He chose the anointing that he was to walk in. Come on, would you stand to your feet? I just want you to hear that part, man. Come on, right now I just feel hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, I want you to know this is breaker anointing. There's something power in this. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I'm just reminded of this. I'm reminded of Paul. Or Peter, I'm sorry. Whether he went into a prison. He went into a prison and he could begin to have a conversation of how did I get here? Why am I in this situation? Come on, amen. Come on, there's sometimes that I'm a servant of God. I don't understand how I got there. I've been trying to do the right things. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do, but everything seems like it's going against me. Come on, amen. I want you to know that, listen, when you're up against, hallelujah, a current that's blowing against you, amen, but you're anointed to break through that current. Come on, amen. We're anointed to break through that current. And Peter was in that midst of that. I want you to know that we got to let that anointing rise up. That anointing was upon Peter. And he stood in that place. Hallelujah. He was in the midst of a prison. And he began to hear the chains breaking. Hallelujah. He was locked in there. It was dark. He was cold. But he began to turn to his brother. He began to say, let's begin to worship. Or Paul and Silas. I don't know what I was thinking. Paul and Silas, they were in the midst of that. And they began to let the anointing rise up. Let praise arise. Come on, amen. They begin to let the anointing of God that was deep within them, hallelujah, the abiding Spirit of God that was within them, hallelujah, to begin to rise up, begin to break out of the flesh. The enemy doesn't want you to praise. He doesn't want you to worship. Come on, amen. He wants you to choose something else instead of Christ. Let praise arise. And as he began to let praise arise, it says the earth began to shake, hallelujah. That stuff that was supposed to be stable around them began to break apart. Why? Because the anointing that was in them, the anointing that was within them, began to shake the ground, hallelujah. And they began to see the doors begin to shake, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the chains that bound them began to fall off them. They didn't reason in their hearts. They didn't begin to take hold and say, you know what, we can't get in that place where we say, how did I get here? I don't know if I want a place. I want you to know we need to let the Spirit of God arise. We need to let the anointing of God break through our situations. Break through our problems. Begin to see some of these giants fail. Begin to see some of those things that torment you fall away. So let's just, as we end this service, I just want you to take hold of that. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Come on. Let praise arise. Sometimes it gets funny when you... Sometimes we... That's why He went to the cross. The same power. Say, same power.
Same power.
That raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. That same anointing is in me. You got authority to speak to your mountains. To move your mountains. And it's not your credentials. It's His. It's His. It's not your ability. It's not by might. But it's by the Spirit of God. It's not anything that you could try to stir up on your own. But it's His in His. It's in all of Him. And as we begin to walk in that truth daily, walk in the anointing that you have, the present truth, begin to knock down lions, and then a bear, and then the giants will fall, then armies. See, God wants you to rule. God wants you to take dominion. God wants you to stand on others' behalf too. On behalf of your families and your friends. But the enemy wants you to think you're weak. That you have no power. And he's right. But he does. And I'm anointed for this. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Come on, and everything within me will declare that we are. Yes, we are. In Jesus' name. Come on, bless somebody. Give somebody a hug. I want you to come on downstairs. We have some food downstairs.